This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez, filling in for Vic Vella. Firefighters battling a fire on the Colorado-Wyoming border are trying to protect structures in Colorado. The Mullen Fire has burned more than 136,000 acres, which already makes it larger than the Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins. Fire managers say cooler temperatures through the weekend have helped limit the spread of both fires, but they anticipate warmer weather and dry conditions tomorrow. The public can now weigh in on a planned busing service between Trinidad and Pueblo. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The State Department of Transportation hopes to use the results to figure out how to better meet the needs of rural communities. In addition to the service between Trinidad and Pueblo, CDOT is proposing three other new routes next year, including one from Craig to Denver, another from Telluride to Grand Junction, and an additional route between Sterling and Greeley. The Bustang Outrider service provides daily travel for rural residents, including rides for medical, education, and shopping needs. The new routes are scheduled to begin in summer 2021. I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Nearly 99% of Colorado households have responded to the 2020 census. That's just below the national average. Colorado's final count will determine whether the state gets another U.S. House seat and how much federal money it will get annually. The deadline is at the end of this month. Temperatures near 80 in Pueblo, Denver, and Grand Junction. A little bit cooler for Colorado Springs. Expect the 50s in the mountains. This is CPR News and KRCC.